It would not be proper for our program to be opened any other way than by our friends, the Seminole Indians, who have come to us from South Florida to be with us throughout the festival. They are here, and if they'll come on the stage now, I think they'll do a little dance for you and sing a little song for you. Billy? Francis? And Frank, Tommy, and they're going to sing for you and do a little dance for you. They're going to sing the corn dance song for you. I'm sure during the day some of you would like to talk to them, and they'd love to talk to you and tell you about their customs. Well, I wonder what's coming over here. Looks like somebody's going to wind up the May tree. Mr. Chase, take over.
Where are the girls? Are they going to sing?
Right here.
Okay, you start singing as soon as we get ready here. Come on, boys.
Thank you.
come the beautiful country dance, the Circassian Circle, to be done by White Springs 7th and 8th graders.
Later on, Jennings is going to do the same one.
From the other side, or somewhere back there, come the sword dancers, high school boys from Lake City, Florida.
Thank you.
That dance is very difficult to do, and it's as old as old Chaucer's time. In Chaucer's time, they did that dance. Is there a horse doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor! Oh, doctor! You and me left the doctor.
Richard, somebody's buggy broke down, a broken axle this morning, and we had to send the mule sled after one group. Meantime, would you come up here and tell them a tale, maybe? That'll be good.
I'm going to tell you about the time Jack was a-courting that rich man's girl. The old man was awful stuck up, and he didn't want Jack down there because he thought he was too poor. So Jack was sitting on the front porch one night with the girl sitting in the swing there, you know, and the old man, he come out and he says to Jack, says, "You'll have to go on home now, and you ain't to come down here no more unless you can show me by Dad $1,000. Well, Jack knew there wasn't any way for him to get $1,000 working around home there, so he decided to take out and see what kind of luck he could have and seek his fortune. Well, Jack traveled and he traveled, and it was getting along late in the evening, and it got dark, and it started raining, and Jack was so lonesome, and he got wet and cold, and he didn't know what in the world to do, and finally he looked and saw a light down across the hollow. Well, he made for it. He got there, and there was an old woman all by herself in a house. So Jack knocked on the door, and the old woman comes and says, "Lordy me, stranger, what are you doing here?"
Says, "Well, that's what I'd like to know, ma'am. I'm lost. I don't know where I'm at."
"Oh, well, you can't stay here the night, boy. This house belongs to a gang of highway robbers, and was they to find you here, they'd kill you, sure."
Jack says, "Blame the robbers. I'd just soon get killed as drowned. Now this rain." So Jack went right in. The old woman gave him a little cold cornbread and buttermilk for his supper and
says, "You can sleep on that little pile of straw up in the loft. Climb up the ladder there and so go through the scuttle hole and you'll find a pile of straw and an old ragged quilt up there."
Well, Jack didn't like that idea, and he saw in the other part of the little old pole shack there was 7 fine feather beds. So Jack just went in, found the feather bed he liked the best, kicked his shoes off and curled up and went to sleep. Well, directly here comes 7 of the meanest, ugliest-looking highway robbers you ever saw. Guns all strapped to them, and they come right in the house and started making that old woman wait on them and fix them up some supper. Oh, they had all kind of stuff, just sacks full, pokes full of stuff they'd stolen, money and all kind of stuff. Well, they carried on so much racket they didn't hear nothing. Then finally they got down to the table and they started eating supper. They kind of quieted down. Directly, Jack started snoring so big in there. And one of the robbers says, "Who's that?"
"Oh, it ain't nothing but a little old boy come here. He's wet and hungry, and I tried to get him not to come in."
"Well, boys, you better go in there and kill him." "Yes, you sure better head. Dead men will tell no tales."
So they went in, got around Jack, and they punched him, tried to get him away. Jack opened one eye and looked at all those mean robbers standing around the bed, says, "You fellas, go on now, leave me alone. I want to sleep a little while longer." And the robber says,
"Look here, you know who you're talking to?
Jack opened his other eye, says, yes, you're the robbers, I reckon.
Yes, so what are you doing here?
Why, boys, I just thought I'd come down here and learn you uns how to steal. Well, that kind of made him stop and think, you know. They decided not to kill him. Jack claimed to be such a good man about stealing. So they took him and sat him down at the table. Says, well, Jack, you think you're a pretty good hand to steal, do you? Jack says, well, I don't like to, but... Well, tell you what now. There's a man farmer going to come by here in the morning. He's got going to try to sell his ox in town. Got to raise some money. Says, you, see, can you steal that ox? Says, you do that, we might pay you for it, too. Well, so the next morning, Jack started down the road. He happened to pick up a woman's shoe they dropped there in the floor. He went down the road holding that woman's shoe. Didn't know what he'd do. Finally heard that old farmer coming, driving his ox, hollering at him. And Jack, all at once, he run out and set that shoe down right in the middle of the road. Went back and hid in the brush. Here come the old farmer.
Look yonder. Why, that's a fine woman's shoe.
Picked it up and looked at it.
Says, well, that sure is. Why, a pair of shoes like that would last my old woman all winter. Well, all one shoe, though, it ain't no good.
Threw the shoe back in the road, and he went on with his ox. Well, as soon as he's gone, Jack ran, got that shoe, and he took a shortcut through the brush and put it in front of the old farmer again.
Look yonder, I declare. There's the mate to that shoe. And I didn't have no better sense. I done left the other one back down the road. Saw, Buck, I'm going to tie you here and go back and get that other shoe. Why, it might be I could sell a pair of shoes like that in town for $5.
Forgot all about his wife, didn't he? So that old man went to look for that shoe. Well, the robbers paid Jack $300 for that ox. He got back with it. Now, young people, I'm going to have to just outline the rest of the tale to you because we haven't got time. I'm going to tell this tale serially. This afternoon, I'm going to tell the second part, sort of sketch the first. Jack, they stole the next ox. It was another trick. Finally stole the best ox the old man had. He got back with $1,000. Jack's daddy took it down to the old rich man. Well, Jack got in home last night.
Yep, you say he did. He must not have done much good. He wasn't gone long.
Well, he brought home $1,000.
Huh? You say he did?
Well, so Jack's daddy had to tell the old rich man how Jack got that money, and so the old rich man said,
well, now, if Jack's that good a hand to steal, I'll have to try him out myself.
So he made Jack steal a rabbit out the pot, 12 horses out from under 12 men, and made him steal a sheet off the bed, and him and the old woman sleeping right on it. So finally, Jack, well, that's all I can tell of it this morning. You know, these tales last, some of them, 40 minutes. And the first episode you heard, and I'll catch it up this afternoon. And if you want to know and don't have a chance to hear it, well, the Jack Tales is in your school library. So have fun.
I think I saw Jasper coming around the bend. I guess they got the axle fixed. Now, I want all those children sitting in this section over here, which we have reserved for our colored friends and performers. If you all will, please, just come on down here and sit on this nice, soft, sweet pine straw in front. Oh, it's the softest thing. It hardly ever sticks you. And remember that we are taping this program, and don't touch any wires.
What about Stark's dancing group?
What? Stark? What?
Have two groups. We got to put one on the stage and one down there. Don't you remember we had a discussion about that?
Well, I do know. We just had a little upset there, didn't we? What are we going to do, teacher? Can we get them all on the stage or take them in two lots?
What are they going to do?
I guess we could do it all on the stage.
All right. All right, you all stay there a minute. You all stay up there because Jasper just came in and they're coming right on.
Some people can't see, girls. You go by that other mic over there. Come on.
I'm in love, oak, I'm in Dover. I'll travel this wide world all over, 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 two times over. Drink a bottle of lemonade, turn the glasses over. Sailing east, sailing west, sailing over the ocean. You better watch out if you want to get a girl. You gotta be quick in the motion.
Keep
trying
with it now. Come on.
I'm in love, oak, I'm in Dover. I'll travel this wide world.
We are Romans. first. Then we shall have one cup full, for we are the Romans. Then we shall have one cup full, for we are Roman soldiers. No, you shall have one cup full, for we are the English. No, you shall have one cup full, for we are the English soldiers. We will tell the king on you, for we are the Romans. We will tell the king on you, for we are Roman soldiers. We don't care how the king are you, for we are the English. We don't care for the king are you, for we are the English soldiers. We won't send our dogs to fight, for we are the English. We will send our dogs to fight, for we are the Roman soldiers. We don't care for the dogs are you, for we are the English. We don't care for the dogs are you, for we are the English soldiers. We will send our guests to scratch, for we are the Roman. We will send our guests to scratch, for we are the Roman soldiers. We don't care for the guests are you, for we are the English. We don't care for the guests are you, for we are the English soldiers. Are you ready for a fight, for we are the Roman? Are you ready for a fight, for we are the Roman soldiers? Yes, we're ready for a fight.